A small Northwestern Ontario clinic is winning some provincial recognition. It's for an innovative program aimed at safer opioid prescription. Several years ago, the Marathon Family Health Team began using urine drug tests to determine who might be harmed by opioids. The one-of-a-kind program is called HARMS, or, High Yield Approach to Risk Mitigation and Safety. And it's catching people's attention. It won the 2018 Scalable Pilot Program Award from the Association of Family Health Teams of Ontario. Dr. Ryan Patchett-Marble is a family physician leading the effort. He just got back from a national forum in Toronto where he did a presentation about the work. Dr. Patchett-Marble, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi there, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. What made you want to come up with a different way to determine whether patients might be addicted to opioids?
Yeah, so in Marathon, at our family health team, like pretty much any clinic across North America, we're well aware of the opioid crisis. There's so many different elements to it. Physicians prescribing is certainly a part of the problem. There's also the issues around illicit fentanyl and carfentanil leading to overdose deaths and that kind of thing. But what we wanted to do was address the issue at the prescriber level, while acknowledging that the challenge for physicians is that prescribing opioids, we often don't know who we're helping and who we're harming. There's no perfect test for pain. There's no perfect test for addiction. So we often don't know, is this person being helped or harmed? One test that might help in distinguishing people that are being harmed is urine drug testing. Because if somebody has a urine drug test that shows opioids that aren't prescribed or cocaine or something else, research shows that they're at higher risk of opioid addiction, overdose, and death. And so what we did is we built a system around drug testing. There's lots of guidelines out there saying, yeah, you know what, we should be doing drug testing, but physicians aren't doing it for a number of logistical reasons. So we built a program to basically make drug testing practical in primary care in an attempt to identify people that are being harmed from our opioid prescriptions.
So how does the drug testing system that you came up with work?
So more or less the way it works is that anybody that's prescribed opioids for chronic pain at our clinic gets risk stratified. So we do our best to assess, is this person high risk, medium risk, low risk, using questionnaires and any other information available to us. Patients that are low risk, so this is even someone who seems to be doing completely well and there's no concern, even those patients will get one or two drug tests per year. And the reason we do that is that we are very bad notoriously at being able to detect who we're harming. And we often just can't tell. So everybody gets at least one or two per year. People that are higher risk would get more frequent drug tests because we have to keep closer eye on them because we're really worried we might be harming them. And so anyone at our clinic gets risk stratified and then they get drug tested at a frequency concordant with that risk level.
What did you find happened after you started doing this?
So we started doing it because anecdotally we found it was really helpful. So if somebody just came to Marathon, we'd never met them before, and we did our drug test and, you know, showed cocaine and amphetamines and other things, then what we found is it actually totally changed our management. We were really worried we're harming that person with the opioid prescription that they wanted before. So we said, maybe we shouldn't continue it. And so we found it helpful anecdotally, but what we wanted to do was really study it. So we implemented it here. And then in 2016, 2017, we actually studied it. So for a 12-month period, we followed everybody in our program that was prescribed opioids for chronic pain that was low risk, that we thought were low risk. And what we found is that 1 in 5 people actually had a drug test result that changed management. So 1 in 5 had a concerning drug test result that we felt like identified harm and actually led to either addictions treatment or tapering and stopping their medication or going to what we call the higher risk stream where we keep a closer eye on them, again, for concerns about harm.
So if patients were determined to be at risk of harm, how might their treatment change?
That's a really important question because what's happened at some places is that once they're identified for being at risk for harm, sometimes we unfortunately take the attitude that, oh, we caught you, and it's kind of a punitive attitude. That's not the point. The point is that if we identify someone at risk for harm, what it means is we just have to change how we're approaching them. So if someone's found to be addicted to opioids, it's not that we say, oh, you're addicted, you know, you're out of my practice. It's more so, oh, you're addicted. We need to change how we're approaching your suffering because maybe it's not so much the physical pain and there's all the other stuff because addiction is so complicated. There's often social issues. There's past trauma. There's so many different things. So we need to adjust how we treat you. So if someone was detected for addiction, instead of prescribing, say, morphine, as it would be for pain, they might start treatment for addiction.
How did patients react to this program? Was there any pushback to being tested for drugs?
Yeah, good question. There certainly was, and we weren't surprised about that. It's new. When people hear that they're being drug tested, they think that we're, you know, trying to catch them or something like that. It's really just a universal precaution for safety reasons. It's just to try to reduce harms. We're trying to do our part in this opioid crisis and try to limit who we're harming. And so yeah, there was initially some pushback from patients. We've been doing it for about 4 years now, and I would say there's minimal to none now. It's just a safety thing. It's nothing personal. We do it on everybody. And doing it on everybody actually makes it easier, because then there's no sense that, you know, we're selecting you and you know, buddy over there isn't getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we do it on everybody that's getting opioids for chronic pain.
So what's the next step?
So for us, we just won this award from the Association of Family Health Human Ontario for scalable pilot program, meaning that we've done this pilot program and it looks like it's scalable, like we can expand it. And so our next steps are to expand it. We just presented it last week in Toronto at a national convention, and we're looking at expanding it to other clinics and then ideally studying it. You might be surprised to know there's very little research out there on drug testing in chronic pain. All the guidelines say do it, but there's no evidence saying it works or it doesn't. So what we'd like to do is actually do a high-quality study looking at a program like this to say, does it actually help detect people that are addicted? Does it change their management? Does it reduce overdoses and death? And we've teamed up with some researchers in Toronto with that aim in mind.
You mentioned getting this provincial recognition. How does it feel to be honored for the work that you're doing there in Marathon?
It's really nice for our clinic to get that recognition. The Chronic Pain Addictions Committee in particular has worked really hard for this over a number of years, along with everybody else at the clinic. So it's really nice to get the recognition, but most important for us is that it's getting some recognition, which might lead to something like this spreading elsewhere and ideally detecting people that are at risk for harm elsewhere and getting the help that they need.
Well, Dr. Ryan Patchett-Marble, we appreciate you joining us today to tell us about your program. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lev.
Dr. Ryan Patchett-Marble is a family physician at the Marathon Family Health Team in Marathon. He's the lead on the clinic's HARMS program, which uses urine drug testing to determine risk of opioid prescription. The program just won the 2018 Scalable Pilot Program Award from the Association of Family Health Teams of Ontario. Congratulations to the whole team there in Marathon.